Raise a pint for the Pub Songs podcast. Music and commentary from Celtic geek songwriter Mark Gunn. And now, a toast. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you are going, and the insight to know when you've gone too far. Sláinte.
I'll tell you how it was with me, if to listen years ago. Twas in a house beyond yon hill, where I had lately been distilling. I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolie. Good customers I did not lack, and I sold it all in Ballyhooly. Me heart was light with the mountain dew that I brewed among the heather. And on the way I chanced to spy a lassie clad in lace and leather. Her neck was like the mountain snow, with cheeks like roses blossomed newly. She'd a voice like music soft and low, she was the flower of Ballyhooly. I have a house beyond yon hill, to find greyhound and a ferret. Besides I have a little still, the drop it makes with you I'll share it. And I have got a feather bed, with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides I have a ring to wed, if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks, they grew more red during the time that we were talking. And still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She said, young man, if you're content and if you say you love me truly, and if me parents give consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked my Jane when we wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents glad if they were content or let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck and started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock he tied the knot in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we've wed, still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy yet, but down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters all unruly. Me Bonnie Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.
Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was The King of Ballyhooly by the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings. Okay, so I'm driving in the car. We're going to the Four Winds Renaissance Fair in Troop, Texas, just south of Tyler. You know, I get all these CDs. This one, actually, the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings, we met at Two Rivers Renaissance Fair, and I finally plugged the CD into the CD player, and I was like, oh my god, this is so much fun! It's rare that CDs actually, you know, get me all giddy. And this one certainly does. So it's definitely worth a look into. You can find them at, let's see, chuckawallarcade.com. There's a link at pubsong.com, my website, where you can find out more about this band. I'm driving by myself because Andrew, I think, is going to go up to visit his folks after the fair. So, and it's kind of cool because, you know, when I'm driving by myself, I get to listen to what I want to listen to. And, of course, I get to think. And thinking, you know, when I sit in front, work in front of a computer for 10 hours a day or whatever, thinking is not usually something that happens. That's why I end up bouncing around and seem very, you know, freakish, schizoid, whatever, online, because I'm doing 1,000 projects, and I just bounce to one, to the next, stream of conscious, you know. That's pretty much how I get things done. And for the most part, it works. Occasionally, I break away and I look at my list of things that I actually need to do and actually work on doing some of those things. But for the most part, it's just stream of conscious, do what I can, and plug along. So today, though, I'm thinking about is song, a band type names. I was trying to think, okay, so here's the deal. It's like I have all these music projects that I want to do, and there's just out, you know, tons of them. I mean, I could name one of which, what I want to do is a sort of a Celtic rock project, right? And yes, I could name it, you know, Mark Gunn, but for some reason, I just don't want to do that. And I like to keep the different projects a little bit separate, you know. There's the Dubliners, Tabby Cats, typically is pretty much just the cat songs, you know. My stuff is a little bit different. It's different from the Bard stuff. I mean, there are some crossovers and similarities, obviously. But I just, I don't know, I just have this desire. And the other reason, of course, is that I am a, what is the correct phrase? How does Kristen say it in the Renaissance Festival podcast? I just put that together, the show together, the awards show, the Renaissance Festival Awards. And shameless, that's the word. Shameless self-promoter, as what some people call me. or Kristen does. I don't know if everyone else does it behind my back, but I'm okay with that. I am kind of shameless. Meaning shameless insofar as I work, I am not above, you know, promoting myself at every opportunity, you know, that comes up. So, that said, I studied, since I pretty much started playing music, I've been studying marketing, right? Learning from all these people, and I've come up with all these interesting, cool, sometimes fantastic ways of getting extra attention. For instance, I put together it was a test CD, but it was called Four Irish Whiskey, and it was basically just a bunch of Irish songs that I recorded solo with a slight accent, and but it's with the number four and Irish whiskey. The reason for using the number is that typically, search engines, they put numbers at the top of any alphabetical list. And iTunes, for instance, did that for a while, and consequently, someone looking at artists' names and they organize it alphabetically, and Four Irish Whiskey would come up number one. I think they changed that recently. So then there's, you know, I was helping my friend, Captain Blackjack Murphy, and we put his name with quotes, Captain Blackjack, all that in quotes, and then Murphy at the end. And obviously, and if you really want to get shameless, I had his ship is called the Irish Stout. So it's Captain Blackjack Murphy's Irish Stout. Okay, that's probably a little bit too bad for marketing. And I actually haven't pushed that to any degree. Although if you look for Murphy's Irish Stout, you will find Captain Blackjack Murphy listed on there. Yes, I'm shameless. Okay, so that said, we all know it's true. Okay, now that basis is set, I was thinking of band names. Since the quotes did not do as nearly as well in iTunes, you notice I'm marking a lot towards iTunes. That's because it's the place to sell digital music, and what I learned from mp3.com is all applicable on iTunes. So most of it anyways, you know, obviously some of these things I'm still experimenting with. But what I learned was that means that I need letters, I need names, or want names that either A, reflect the style of music that I am performing, because this is not something that I'm go out of my way promoting, you know. I promote pretty much the Broad Beer Nightgame Barge and myself. The other stuff is just, it's just side projects that I throw together and hope for the best and don't expect much, because a lot of them are test projects. I leave it to others somewhat to promote a lot of them. There's a little bit of promotion, but very minimal. So, okay, keep driving, guy. Where was I? I was talking about promotion on iTunes. So I'm looking for, okay, yeah, I was saying, A, something that reflects the musical style, or B, has keywords that will attract the intended audience that I am interested in attracting. In the band name. For instance, there's a band that I'm hoping to sign to my label, Pachin. They are out of the Czech Republic, I think. I don't remember. I know the lead singer speaks English. But I don't really actually know entirely where he's from. That's one of those things that I'm looking at. I still haven't gotten all their information yet. But they're a fantastic band. I put one of their songs, Congress Reels, on my Victims of Irish Music compilation CD. And it's done really well. And... but the problem is there's another band in the United States called Pochin, spelled P-O-I-T-I-N. And therefore, that name is not usable in the United States. So my suggestion to them was that we call them Pachin Irish Music, thereby attracting fans of Irish music to their music, because it's totally trad Irish, fantastic Irish music. And the third, the C, way for promoting the bands is, or promoting a band name is with one of the top letters in the alphabet. So, you know, A, B, C, you know, because those are the names that are going to come up. You know, ABBA has a great band name because it's, it's ABBA, A-B-B-A. Therefore, it's going to come up on the search. On search results for anything that's, you know, ABBA, you know. So that's one of the things I was looking at. So I'm looking at this idea of doing a Celtic rock project, right? And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, well, let's see, you know, what would be a good Celtic rock name? I actually thought, you know, it would be a fun one. It would be an abscess, but abscess of the mind. Could be a Celtic rock fusion band. I think there's a band called Abscess, actually, come to think of it. But it'd be like, you know, this could be a slight ethereal, new wavy Celtic style thingamabobber. I don't know. Abscess of the mind. Sounds like a metal band, except for the mind part. That kind of, you know, turns it into something a little bit more flighty or something. I don't know. The idea of naming a band Abscess doesn't really appeal either. So if anyone wants a good band name, Abscess of the Mind. Okay, maybe not. So the other thought I had was, you know, screw the whole idea of actually having meaning to a name. I can think of a few band names that I could come up with, which I have to look up to see where they come from. The first one that came to mind as I was thinking about was Abana, A-B-A-N-A. And actually, I think there's a city in Italy called Abana, I think. Maybe that's where I'm getting it from. I don't exactly remember, but I was like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a real name. It doesn't have to be a real Gaelic name, does it? No, I don't think so. I mean, hell, there's a lot of bands that are, have names that have nothing to do, like the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings. There's a fine example. As they said, the only thing about their name that really reflects that they are a Celtic band is the fact that the Chuckawalla is actually a lizard that's green. Woo! Yeah. Any case. So that's what I'm trying to think of. And that's what I'm thinking about as I'm driving along to Four Winds Renaissance Festival. I think that's about enough brain blabbering for now. And I will finish up with, this is the final mix of Whiskers in the Jar from my upcoming CD from the Dubliners Tabby Cats called Whiskers in the Jar, Irish Songs for Cat Lovers. Notice those keywords, Irish songs. Doesn't really fit the drinking songs. I didn't really go as focus as much on the that drinking song feel. So I figured I'd just call it, Irish Songs for Cat Lovers as a subtitle. But Whiskers in the Jar, and this is the title song. This was written by Nancy E. Pearsall. And, God, I love these lyrics. These are she is an amazing songwriter. And I think I'm speeding, and that cop is going to see me. I hope he doesn't think I'm speeding. No, he's turning the other way. Woo! Phew! I hope I'm going the right way, too. I should double-check that. So I'll check that in just a second. In the meantime, this is from the upcoming CD. Go to catdrinkingsongs.com. And please, help me get the word out about this CD. It's an expensive project. I think we're pulling in about... I'm thinking it's going to cost about final bill, probably about at least $8,000. Yeah, that's what I say. I'm not happy about that. But it sounds just amazing, as you're about to hear. So I hope you will consider adopting a CD now. You can basically, adopt some CDs on the website at catdrinkingsongs.com. And some few... pitch in enough, you can get some like free gifts, like a Celtic cat drinking mug. It's really cool. And of course, you can hear all the songs now, or most of them, and you'll also be able to download the album as soon as it's done, which will be done at the end of March. All right, so that's about enough jabbering. This is Whiskers in the Jar from Whiskers in the Jar. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
As I was throwing pennies like wishes in a fountain, I heard two women talking about their babies and recounting how one had lost a tooth already, giggling and merry. They joked about inflation for the stork and the tooth fairy. Meow shering da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy o? What for my mommy o? There's whiskers in the jar. I chuckled when I saw a pillow lifted and a penny being hurled across the room and replaced it with a 20. I sighed with relief that my cats would never bleed me, but admitted there were times I rather wished I had a baby. Meow, shuring, da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy-o? What for my mommy-o? There's whiskers in the jar. Well, later on that night, I drove home to my apartment, was greeted by my kitties and refilled their food and water. And there beside the feeding bowl was a whisker on the carpet, kind of like a baby tooth, I thought, and so I saved it. Meow, shering, da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy-o? What for my mommy-o? There's whiskers in the jar. It was early the next morning, I placed upon the mantel another that I spotted watching sleepless in Seattle. Before too long, the few had grown into a small collection, and I'll admit it's odd, but I regard them with affection. Meow, shering, da ma doo da ma da. What for my daddy-o? What for my mommy-o? There's whiskers in the jar. Some parents push the daughters in the carriages out strolling, and others take their sons to soccer, baseball, or out bowling. But I shop for catnip, making sure that it's organic, and brag on my cat's cleverness with pride that is gigantic. Meow, shering, da ma doo da ma da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my mommy-o, there's whiskers in the jar. star. Come over and they see my jar of whiskers. I assure them it's not voodoo, and eventually they snicker. And when my cats are gone and I'm beside myself all lonesome, that jar will come in handy for the day I want to clone them. Meow shering dum a doo dum a da. What for my daddy oh? What for my mommy oh? There's whiskers in the jar. Meow shering dum a doo dum a da. What for my daddy-o, what for my mommy-o, there's whiskers in the jar.
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.